Добар ден, драги слушатели! Вие слушате Радио Пулс. Добре дојдовте во денешната емисија. Денес нашата волонтерка Ознур од Турција ќе зборува за основачот на Турската република, Мустафа Кемал Ататурк. Ознур, повели?
Çavuş Allah'ıma emanet Arkadaşım İbrahim Çavuş Allah'ıma emanet Burası da aspat değil Halil'im aman vites yalısı
Hello everybody, I am Öznur Karadeniz. Today I will talk about the founder of Turkish Republic, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. Instead of giving historical knowledge, I want to talk about his personal life and play some of his favorite songs. Mustafa Kemal Atatürk was born in a three-story pink house in Thessaloniki in 1881. His father was Ali Rıza Efendi and his mother was Zübeyde Hanım. His grandfather Hafız Efendi settled in Kocacık, Macedonia in the 14th-15th centuries. He spoke Turkish attentively and clearly. However, he pronounced some words with a Rumelian accent. He was interested in foreign languages. He studied French at the military school, and in the following years, he improved his French. He had a rich vocabulary in French. He loved to dance and always advised those around him to dance. The waltz, which Atatürk loved very much, was one of the popular dances of that period. He played the horn in one of the Balkan festivals, held on December
2 1936. Aman kolcular aldı Burası da aspat değil Halil'im Aman vites yalısın Ciğerime ateş saldı Telli kurşun yarası Burası da aspat değil Halil'im Aman vites yalısın Ciğerime ateş saldı Telli kurşun yarası Orası da aspat değil Halil'im Aman vites yalısın
Normally, it is hard for soldiers to get used to civilian clothes after many years of military service, but he easily adapted. He attached great importance to his outfits. He even designed his own suits. Atatürk was a person who loved nature very much. He admired the green, the flowers, and the trees. He had a mansion in Yalova. One day he went to the mansion, and the employees said that the branch of the plane tree next to the mansion damage the roof and the wall and ask for permission to cut it. Atatürk ordered the building to be moved a little forward on the tram rails instead of cutting the branch of the plane tree. Oh, heroic Turkish woman, you deserve to rise to the sky on the shoulders, not to be dragged on the ground. Turkish woman received equal civil and political rights during his presidency ahead of many other countries. He gifted April 23 to all the world's children because of their importance in our future. He was fond of sports. His favorite sport was wrestling. He regularly rode, swam, and played billiards. He presented the Youth and Sports Day to the Turkish youth and showed the importance he gave to sports. He read thousands of books. He was a real book lover. He even read books at the front. One day, a politician asked him, "Did you go to Samson by reading a book?" Atatürk replied, "When I was a child, I was poor. When I received 2 pennies, I would give 1 penny of it to the book. If it wasn't so, I wouldn't done any of this." He gave great importance to education. Even in the most fragile periods of the national struggle, he cared enough to hold an education congress and not cancel it. Despite the scarce resources of the country, he sent students abroad. If he had lived long enough, it was his biggest dream to go on a world tour and expand his studies on Turkish language and history. Atatürk died at the Dolmabahçe Palace in Istanbul on the 10th of November in 1938 at 9:05 a.m. He was 57 years old. We had both sorrow and pride in his funeral. 17 countries sent special representatives, and 9 countries contributed with military units to the cortege. The whole country bid farewell to him in tears. These are some details from Atatürk's life. Thank you for listening to me. Have a nice day. See you next week.
Ти благодарам, Узнур, што беше гостин во нашата емисија, а вам, драги слушатели, ви благодарам за вниманието. Имајте убав ден!